The death of Timothy Piazza at Beta Theta Pi has the Penn State community talking about the future of Greek life. WPSU intern Katie DeFiore talked with Penn State students, including incoming students, about their thoughts on Piazza's death and fraternities in general.
It's new student orientation time, and incoming freshmen roam the Hub Robeson Student Center at Penn State University Park. They've been following the Timothy Piazza case, and most of them say it's made joining a fraternity less appealing.
Personally, wasn't really planning on rushing, but definitely not now. With all the new rules and stuff, I don't even know what the Greek life will look like.
I feel like the fraternity here is maybe a little bit too wild, I guess. I may have wanted to join a fraternity, but now kind of I want to wait a couple years, see how things go.
I wasn't going to attend a fraternity to begin with, but you know, it just makes it less appealing because I wouldn't like to be out having a good time and have to worry about getting killed in the process.
That was Anthony Rizzo, Dan Zhang, and Carter House Connect. They're just a couple of years younger than Timothy Piazza, who was 19 when he died in February. He was a pledge for the Beta Theta Pi fraternity and died after falling down the stairs at the fraternity house. Piazza was heavily intoxicated following a hazing ritual known as the Gauntlet.
That's something that kind of comes with the territory of fraternities.
Incoming freshman Matt Blumenthal, whose father and sister were both involved in Greek life at Penn State, says he doubts Piazza's death will end hazing. Although he thinks the Piazza case is tragic, he doesn't think it should put all of Greek life in a negative light. He still plans on rushing a fraternity if the option is still available to him.
There are plenty of like really, really good things about Greek life that my sister and my dad and my whole family like always try to remind me about. I think you have to sort of take it with a grain of salt almost, but at the same time, it's a very unfortunate thing that happened.
Anthony Rizzo, an incoming freshman who isn't planning on rushing, says Piazza's death hasn't changed his perception of the Greek system.
I just think, unfortunately, just people went too far. I'm sure it's the same at every campus, but, you know, it's just people having fun and they had a little too much fun and they weren't careful. It was not good.
Skylar Thomas Radka thinks changes are necessary, but that it isn't up to the university to make those changes.
Really, it's up to the students, I think, if they want to do the change, because, you know, precautions can be made and different steps can be taken, but it's really up to the students of the campus, not the campus itself.
President Barron released a letter on Friday outlining five crucial action items the university will take in order to replace the current Greek self-governance model.
With the safety of our students as our number one priority, we are proposing that Penn State take control of Greek life by taking control of monitoring and adjudication, by delaying rush and pledging, having zero tolerance for hazing and excessive drinking, and by placing strict restrictions on social events.
Penn State senior Marissa Kang thinks deferring rush is a particularly good idea. She was in a sorority during her first 2 years of college at Penn State Harrisburg. Kang thinks students should be required to wait until sophomore year to rush.
When you're a freshman in college, you don't really think about like how this could affect everything else, your grades and your family life and everything. But when you're a little older, you have your first year under your belt, you kind of know how things are going to go.
Penn State sophomore Corey Steinle has several friends who talk highly of their fraternities. He's considering rushing at some point next year. Steinle hasn't been deterred by the recent events, but believes there are flaws in the system to be fixed.
I think Greek life leaders are ready to step up. I think the Greek life community is ready to step up and make positive changes for the future, because otherwise, you know, there might not be a future for Greek life at Penn State.
The preliminary hearing for the Commonwealth's case against 18 members of the Beta Theta Pi fraternity began on June 12th in Bellefonte and is scheduled to continue on July 10th. I'm WPSU intern Katie DeFiore.